Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, aboard Sun Princess, and I'm here with Peter Priestley, who is the food and beverage manager here on Sun Princess. And we're going to talk with Peter about all amazing number of culinary options, dining options, and drinking options that you can find on board the ship. And Peter took us on a wonderful tour of the galleys way down there and all about the food that's made down there. We're going to show you a little bit about that too. And you'll find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. First of all, Peter, great to meet you here. Thank you so much for taking such good care of us here. You know, we're right now in what, Sabatini's, right?
Correct. We're in Sabatini's on deck eight aft of the ship.
So let's talk about that. How many places, roughly total, are there to eat and drink here on this ship?
So, approximately 30 outlets across the Sun Princess, from deck 17 all the way down to deck 7.
Now, that's amazing, and it's like, how many? You know, you do have some marquee restaurants. This is one of them, actually. So, how many of the main restaurants do you have now?
So, specialty dining, we have 7 specialty dinings and 2 casual dinings across approximately 13 overall across the Sun Princess.
That's a lot of choice. That's a lot of choice, absolutely. Now let's talk about what used to be called the main restaurant. You've actually done an interesting thing. You've split it into 3 levels, and they all have one is called American Diner. I think one's called Horizons, I think. What's the third one?
Correct, James. So, yes, three main dining rooms split over 3. Deck 6 would be our fixed sitting. That'd be first sitting and second sitting. Deck 7 would be anytime dining. And then deck 8 would be the American Diner, which is offering American themed products all the way through from 10 till 10 at night.
Yeah, in fact, I may head over there for a little brunch, so we'll see what happens later. You have that one, and actually I also saw a great dessert there. I saw when we were down in your galleys, I saw a Mississippi mud pie, and I think there's apple pie, all kinds of things you can have down there. And I said, wait a minute, I've missed that one somehow.
No, I'll say, obviously, our pastry chef's down on deck 4, which is our main production. So everything is made from scratch and obviously brought up into all various restaurants around the ship. So
this one here we're in is Sabatini's. Obviously, this is the Italian outlet. We had a wonderful dinner here the other night. Talk about some of the other specialty dining that you have.
So we've got some great options on board the Sun Princess. We have Kai Sushi,
I had last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So again, a great partnership with Makoto, a Japanese chef. Again, obviously unique to Sun Princess. We got Teppanyaki.
You're naming all the places I went to. It's amazing. Teppanyaki, right.
And the hot pot. Again, very unique to Sun Princess, and a lot of our staples, which is our steakhouse, which is Crown Grill, Sabatini's, as we've mentioned, which we're in now. But some beautiful options on board the Sun Princess.
And then you got one coming up, which isn't even quite open yet, but soon, right?
Soon we have a great collaboration with an artist called Ramona Brito. Which is going to be called Love by Brito.
Okay. And that's in the stern of the ship. And I think the cuisine is by Rudy Sutterman, right?
That's correct, James. So the culinary art chef, Chef Rudy Sutterman, he will be creating a 7-course tasting menu for Love by Brito. So it's the first art collaboration design menu, again, for Sun Princess. Which will be up on deck 17, a great location, scenic, and again that will be an experience to look forward to.
Well, I got to come back when you're back on board, and we can try that one together because I really it really sounds amazing. And then of course you have a few bars here, not. And what I was most impressed is that you created over 200 new cocktails around the ship. for these bars, and each bar, you got to go to the different bars to have them all, right?
It's a shame. Yes.
Somebody has to do it. I volunteer, right?
But no, yeah, that's right. We have 18 bars around Sun Princess, all unique in their own. Again, as you mentioned, over 200 additional cocktails to our list. Obviously, collaboration with Rob Floyd for Good Spirits and our beverage team Shoreside. So again, regarding the cocktails, a lot of fresh ingredients and some amazing drinks.
Well, I had one last night. We were all together at the other incredible. It's called now. What? My God! It's this attraction from Magic Castle in Hollywood, and it's called, what is it?
Spellbound.
And we were there last night, which was an amazing thing. And I had to order the special Spellbound drink, which was the Houdini's Magic Box, I think. Right.
That's correct. So, again, a great collaboration with Spellbound Magic Castle, based in California, and again, very unique to Sun Princess, and again, a great dining experience going into an entertainment experience.
And that was, if we did not do the dining part of it, but you're going to have the dining in a special part of Horizons, I believe, and then people will move as a group to this wonderful, I mean, this massive area, which is all the magic show and the bars, right?
Correct. So, yes, they'll be dining in a separate area of the diners, Deck 8. They'll be collected after the dining experience by the doorman.
I saw, we saw the doorman last night. You were hanging out. You were like looking at me and said, you know, you're going to order the drink? I said, yeah, of course I am.
So the doorman will actually bring them to Spellbound, and then obviously introduce them to the Spellbound experience. So
that was an amazing experience. It really is something. It's worth coming on the ship alone for that. But you got a lot of other reasons with all these wonderful restaurants and all the great bars. And is this truly the most bars and restaurants you've ever had on a Princess ship?
That's correct, James. You know, obviously what we offer on Sun Princess is very unique, very diverse, you know, and giving our guests more of an option, so of cuisine throughout the whole ship. So it's a great dining experience.
Now, what are your personal favorites? What would you tell guests to really try that you don't miss, right?
I definitely wouldn't miss the teppanyaki and the hot pot. Again, a great experience, dining cuisine experience, but an entertaining experience as well. And it's one of those destinations that you visit and you sit down and you wouldn't even realize you're on a cruise ship. You know, it just takes you to a different place.
No, absolutely. And most of these restaurants are like that. It's really amazing. And then what about the drinks? Where would you suggest that? What are the best places to go for drinks?
It has to be Spellbound.
I agree with that, but there's another one called Good Spirit.
Good Spirits as well. There's too many options.
We're going to be here. We're going to be a long time going to bar hopping, right?
But no, Good Spirits for sure is up there on the top of the list. You know, and again, another great experience and an interaction as well with the amazing bar team inside as well. So, going through the history of cocktail making, the history of the ingredients. So again, another great experience.
Well, I think I interviewed your cruise director in that venue there, so it was really wonderful. Now, how should guests and their travel advisors who are recommending these cruises sort of strategize their whole food and beverage experience and make sure that they experience everything that really is so great on board?
Well, there's so many options, James. There's so many options, but I would create a journey in the main dining room. Which is great, you know. So
it was very good. We had to eat there the first night.
Yeah, you know, and you build up a relationship with the waiter. You know, you have the same table, you have the same time throughout your cruise, which you can amend. But then on those special evenings, like your formal evenings, treat yourself to a specialty dining. So that would be my plan if I was cruising.
And
sure.
What about hitting all the bars?
and obviously, yes, hitting all the bars. So, yeah, no,
that's
definitely.
Fantastic. Now, what's your background? I mean, you've been with Princess quite some time now, and you've been on previous ships, and you were telling me a little bit about it. But what have you done?
So yes, I joined Princess July 2011, so nearly 13 years ago now. I'm from Portsmouth in the United Kingdom. I moved to sea. Never worked for a cruise line before. Princess was my first cruise line. Great experience, loved it from the beginning. Worked my way up through the ranks as from the F&B department because I never worked at sea before. So I wanted to understand how it worked, never looked back. So
are in the new flagship of the fleet, right?
Yeah, no, very honoured and privileged to be the head of the department of Sun Princess and the food and beverage experience. So I couldn't be more proud to lead a team of 868 teammates in food and beverage.
Only 868. How do you keep track of all of them?
Only James. So, I have a great team, a great director of restaurant operations, executive chef, and sous chefs, etc.
Took us the galleys are amazing downstairs, and some of the new contraptions you have, like making rolls. I thought that was interesting because in some kind of R2-D2 type robot thing, and you throw them in there. You also have amazing environmental with those compactors. What do you call those things?
Biodigesters, James. So
I told you, I think I'm the biodigester. I'm trying to work on that, but they're biodigesters. And so we went back and saw how they do this incredible stuff for sustainability. So you get really a soup to nuts tour. You gave a great tour. Now, anything else you want to tell our travel advisors out there to tell their clients about how to best experience food and beverage aboard?
No, just obviously a great experience on the Sun Princess. What we offer here, technology-wise, food and beverage-wise, entertainment-wise, it's a great experience. And the ship is a destination amongst itself. You know, we go to some amazing places around the world, but the actual ship is the destination. So I'm very proud of the Sun Princess and what we've achieved here. It's a great destination. And we'll look forward to welcome you on board.
Peter, I want to thank you very much. It's been great here. The food and beverage is amazing. The tour was amazing that we took. Hanging out with you at the Spellbound was quite an evening. Last night, we had a busy evening last night. We also saw the premiere of a brand new production show called Valor, I think. Valora, I should say. Last night was, and then I went to a comedy show. You know, it was just a normal night on Princess, on Sun Princess, right? Again, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Pleasure.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.